Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times. 2 months after the January 6th insurrection, police say a militia group may have plotted to breach the Capitol today. Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman warned of potential future attacks.
The possibility of a similar incident occurring in the current environment is a very clear and present danger.
The House canceled its session in response to today's threat. Until 1937, presidents took the oath of office March 4th, leading some conspiracy theorists to suggest former President Donald Trump would be inaugurated today. D.C. National Guard Commanding Major General William Walker told a joint Senate committee troops were not deployed until about 5 p.m. January 6, more than 3 hours after being requested, a claim disputed by a Department of Defense aide. Walker added some military officials questioned using uniformed guardsmen.
The Army senior leaders did not think that it looked good, it would be a good optic. They further stated that it could incite the crowd.
Also yesterday, President Joe Biden agreed to a COVID relief bill compromise to cap income limits on $1,400 direct payments at $80,000 per individual and $160,000 for joint filers. He thanked congressional Democrats for their work to pass the $1.9 trillion package.
I know parts of this and everything else we seek to do are not easy, but people are going to remember how we showed up in this moment, how we listened to them.
The bill faces a bumpy road in the Senate. Many Republicans, including Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey, say the package is too much.
There's no medical justification. There's no pandemic justification. There's no economic justification.
Amendments could still be added, and Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson reportedly wants the entire text of the bill to be read, adding hours to the process. The House passed the For the People Act last night, a sweeping election reform bill. California Democratic Congressman Lou Carrera says it will protect voting rights and gerrymandering and reform campaign finance.
The reason we're sent to Washington to represent the people, to put the public interest ahead of special interests, and that means getting dark money out of elections.
Opponents argue it will weaken election oversight and the integrity of the vote. A Senate committee is expected to vote today on Congresswoman Deb Haaland's nomination for Interior Secretary. Confirmation is expected after Maine Republican Susan Collins expressed support. Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Javier Becerra is the first of Biden's cabinet picks to not be favorably reported out of committee. After a split vote, it's up to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to bring the nomination for a full Senate vote. And political ads can return to Facebook. The social media site lifted the ban it imposed in early November to reduce the spread of misinformation about election results. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.